Brilliant. Shall I just pray for us before we start? Our Father, as we try to understand this passage together, please fill us with wisdom and understanding so that we might live lives worthy of you. Amen. Okay, now it would really help me, for the adults particularly, if you could have that passage open in Colossians chapter 1. And we're going to look at the last few verses. So children, bear with me for just 1 minute, because I'm going to read those last two verses. So if you could listen and concentrate, because we're going to be talking today about two kingdoms. Okay? Two kingdoms. And once I've finished reading the two verses, just see if you can tell me what those two kingdoms are. So Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Okay, can anybody tell me two kingdoms? What two kingdoms? Anya? No. Two kingdoms. The kingdom of the Son. And in fact, earlier on in that passage, we hear that it's called the kingdom of light. So, one kingdom, the kingdom of light, which is also the kingdom of the Son he loves. One other kingdom that was mentioned, can you remember, Kate? Well done, the dominion of darkness. So just remember those two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, or of the Son he loves. Okay, who's going on holiday this summer? Anybody? Oh, only the children, obviously. Your children are going without you. That might come as a little surprise to some of you. Okay, Madeleine, where are you off to? France, fantastic. Kate? Austria. Oh, we're getting very international around here.
We might go to the Isle of Wight.
I love the Isle of Wight. That's great, isn't it, Anya?
Barcelona.
We're very international down here. Fantastic. Yeah, we're going to the USA. I know, that's very exciting. Okay, so lots of us are very excited at this point of the year. If you don't have your young children, you might have already taken advantage of holiday, off-peak holiday times, and gone already, or be saving up some holiday for later in the year. But many of us are very excited because the school holidays are about to start, if they haven't already. And I know, don't say it, some of you have started already. Don't say it too loudly, because some of us haven't. So we are about to start on the holiday season and looking, going. Well, normally, John and George and Tom and I go on holiday to the Lake District. And I brought my suitcase today, and you're going to help me pack for the Lake District. Okay? Anya, can you come and open up the suitcase for me? There's a zip there. Right, now it's very hard to imagine this at the moment, but even though we are basking in sunshine in Wargrave, I can assure you that there is somewhere over the Lake District a rain cloud. I can assure you I've been there. I have left Wargrave in the sunshine, and I've been to the lakes, and there's a rain cloud there. So, I'm going to take a hat. Okay, what kind of hat is it, Esme? Yeah, it's a dark hat. It is, and it's waterproof. So I'm going to pop that in, because even in this sunshine, I will need my waterproof hat. What else might I need? Waterproof coat. Okay, in it goes. If it doesn't go in before or after. Right, now sometimes, even in August, I put my waterproof coat on and I find that I'm not quite warm enough in the Lake District. So I just sneak this into my suitcase. It's a nice sort of downy, warm, extra layer. Okay, so that's going in. Okay. Right. Heidi, what else might I need? Wellies. Yep. Might be dry underfoot in Wargrave, but I'm going to need my wellies. Okay. And, just to be extra, extra careful, what else do I need? Sunglasses.
Umbrella.
An umbrella. So that's going in my suitcase. Okay, and then I also would quite often put in some sweaters, pairs of jeans, and I might might if I'm feeling very, very, very fortunate and the long-term forecast is good, I might put a sundress in. But it is highly unlikely. Okay, so there we are. I'm all packed up to go to the lakes. Good. But this year, we are going somewhere different. And we're very, very excited. So this is news hot off the press. We are going, where? To the USA. To the United States of America. And in fact, the part that we're going to, can you see there, everybody? There we go, for our music group there. Okay, just in case you didn't get where we're going on holiday. Right. The part of the United States that we're going to gets very, very hot. In fact, it'll probably be a bit hotter than it is even here today. We're going to North Carolina, and it gets very hot and humid. So, am I going to need my wellies?
No.
No. So excited, am I? Oh, I can hold it like that. Don't need my umbrella. Okay. Right, oh, good point. Heidi said for shade I might need my umbrella. Let's have the umbrella back, please, Harry. Definitely don't want that. Okay. Definitely don't want that. Good. Okay, so, umbrella for shade. Perfect. And I've got another bag of things here, of things that I'm going to take when I go on holiday to the United States, and I know I can pack them. What am I going to pack? Esme. What kind of hat, Esme, is it? A sun hat, yes. Arthur's, do you know what? This is really symbolic, actually, because Arthur is going in my suitcase, and do you know why Arthur is in my suitcase? He doesn't fully understand, but his grandparents live in North Carolina, and he hasn't actually met them yet. So he's longing to get in that suitcase, Rachel, isn't he? He's desperate to get in that case, to come to North Carolina with me. Okay, sun hat's going in. Arthur, you look after that for me. A T-shirt. I know I'm going to need lots of T-shirts. In it goes. Oh, thank you, Heidi. What's this? Flip-flops. In they go. Brilliant, because I won't need my walking boots, phew, or my welly boots. What else am I definitely packing?
Dress.
A sundress. Yes, in it goes. Oh, thank you. I'm going to get that in a minute. Oh, now who said sunglasses? Good. Those are going in. And very important, sun cream. Very important. Okay, I'm going to keep that there just in case Arthur decides this is rather fun to squirt. Okay. So, right, and then Heidi's found something else really important here. Heidi's found a passport, because I will need a passport, and I've got a fantastic picture here of a passport. Okay? Can you see that? It's huge. I'm going to need a passport to get into the United States of America. So I'm just going to pop it there by Madeleine. Okay? What else might I need? I can't just go to America with a passport. I might need a couple of other things. What else might I need? A wallet, well done, and preferably, Anya, all donations greatly received, some dollars, something to go in my wallet. I need some dollars, so I'm going to need the dollars, I'm going to need my passport. What else might I need, Kate? Ah, great, great. And wonderfully, I just don't need one for me, I need one for each member of the family, just as I need a passport for each member of the family. You see, we can't all travel on John's passport. Did you know that? Everybody has to have their own passport. Even Zachary, if he was going on holiday, I think even now, he would need his own passport. Okay? So he can't travel on his daddy or mummy's passport. He has to have his own. So we have four passports, four tickets, and hopefully some dollars to spend when we get there. Okay, let me put those up there as a reminder of what we need. Now, I wonder if you know what it says at the front of a passport. Heidi, do you know?
Something about you.
Actually, it's not. Well, it is about me, in a way. It is about me, in a way, yes.
Union,
No, inside. I'm just going to read it to you, what it says inside. This is my old passport, and I'm going to read to you what it says. Her Britannic Majesty's Secretary of State, oh, it sounds a bit pompous, doesn't it? A bit wordy. So I better be very important as I read it. Her Britannic Majesty's Secretary of State requests and requires, in the name of Her Majesty, all those whom it may concern to allow the bearer, who's the bearer? Me, that's right, to pass freely without let or hindrance, and to afford the bearer such assistance and protection as may be necessary. Now that basically means that if I carry this passport, I can travel to the United States. Somebody mentioned a visa earlier. I do need a visa too. But with my passport, I can go, I can buy a ticket, I can get some dollars, and I can go to visit the United States. But when I get to the airport, I have to show my passport. Do you know what the area is called that you have to show your passport at? Kate. Well done. Passport control. Could you just open that? So we've got to passport control. Imagine that I've got to passport control. And Kate, could you open that for me, do you think? Let's just see what happens when I get to passport control. While Kate's opening that, I wonder if anybody could tell me who is the king or queen or head of England where the Lake District is?
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth II. Fantastic. And what about, and do you think, when I go to the Lake District, do you think she comes on holiday with me? No, it's highly unlikely, isn't it? It's highly unlikely. And what's that in the United States? Who's head of the United States? Tom? Barack Obama, that's right. And do you think, when I go to with the family to North Carolina, Barack Obama will be coming on holiday with me? Now, I think it's highly unlikely, isn't it? It's highly unlikely. Okay. Right, thank you, Kate. So Kate's just opened the letter at passport control. And it says, stop! Oh, but I thought I was all right. I thought I was okay. I've got my passport, I've got my ticket, I've got my dollars, I'm fine. I've packed my bag. Stop. Do not let the holder of this passport in. Oh, imagine. Imagine how I would feel if somebody said to me, don't let this woman in. That woman, Camilla Cook, don't let her in. She has, don't tell the others, she has a criminal record. Oh dear, you didn't know that about me, did you? No, you didn't. She has a criminal record and she cannot go in. No entry. Oh dear, how would I feel about that? How do you think I'd feel about that? I've been so excited about this holiday. How would I feel if I was stopped from going in, Madeline? I'm really upset. I would. I'd be really upset. And I might even say to the man at passport control, why won't you let me in? Why won't you let me in? Because I have to confess to you now, last year I was caught speeding. Okay? And I had to go on a speed awareness course. Yeah, I'd like to say that I wasn't the only person in this room right now who went on the same course. Yes? That person has put their hand up. Okay. But I thought that was the only thing I'd done wrong. But no. The man at passport control, he's been told that I've done lots of things wrong. That I have thought lots of awful things. That I've said lots of awful things. And in fact, I haven't done lots of good things that I should have done. And in fact, that list is so long. Oh, I need a loop roll. Harry, can you help me with this? That list is so long. I want you to roll it as far as you can, all the way down the aisle. It's going to get tangled there, isn't it? See if we can roll it all the way down the aisle, Harry. Here, stop. Oh! Look, the list is so long I can't even catch up with him. Well done. Okay, bring it back, guys, bring it back. See, the list is so long of all the things that I've done wrong that I am not allowed in. And that's an awful thing, isn't it? If I got to passport control and discovered that, I would be incredibly, incredibly sad. Yeah. In fact, Harry, could I have that? Because earlier in our Bible reading, we read about two different kingdoms, didn't we? Two different kingdoms. What were the kingdoms? Can you remember, Anya?
The Sun's Kingdom.
That was also called something else, wasn't it? What else was that called? Well done. Brilliant, Daniel. The Kingdom of Light. Okay? The Kingdom of Light. Let me just pop that on there. The Kingdom of Light. And what was the other kingdom called? Can you remember? The other kingdom. Well done. The Kingdom of Darkness. See, our passage tells us that all of us are in the kingdom of darkness. And because of all the bad things that we do, there is no entry into God's kingdom. Because of all these awful things that I have done, I can't come into this wonderful kingdom of light. The kingdom that is also inhabited by God's Son, His precious Son. And you see, I put a crown up there to remind us that in this kingdom, do you remember Barack Obama and the Queen wouldn't come on holiday with me, but in this kingdom, the King's Son would live with me. Which kingdom would you prefer to be in? Do you think the darkness or the light? Esme, would you like to be in the light kingdom? You would, I thought you would. You'd like to be with God's Son, wouldn't you? But there's a problem, you see, because of all those things, many things that I've done, there is no entry. I wonder if anybody could tell me what, if we take that no entry sign and turn it round this way, what might that remind you of? What is it, Madeline? The cross. That's strange, isn't it? You see, when we change the no entry sign around, it becomes the cross. And instead of saying no entry, the cross says welcome. It's very different, isn't it? No entry, because of all the things we've done wrong, but the cross of Jesus says welcome. That's an amazing thing. Welcome into my kingdom. You see, we won't need passports for that. We won't need tickets. We don't need money. We don't need anything. What have we got? Tickets there, visas, money. What do we need to do? All we need to do is to put our trust in Jesus. And He welcomes us into that kingdom. If we look at the beginning of that Bible verse that we just read, I wonder, adults particularly, if you could look back at that passage. See, if this cross says welcome, it says I forgive you. This cross is even greater value than our passports, because it takes us to be with the King of Kings, not just on holiday, but now and forever. Now, I'm happy about going on holiday to the USA. But how much happier should I be that God has wiped clean my criminal record, all those things that I've done wrong, at the cross, and welcomes me into His kingdom with open arms? And you see, it's for this reason that the Apostle Paul is writing to the Colossians in this letter. Because that bit that John read to us earlier is part of a letter that Paul wrote to the Colossians. He writes to say how thankful he is that they have accepted God's ticket, that they've entered the kingdom of light. And he prays in verse 10, that they would live lives worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way. So before we finish this morning, I'm going to ask a question or two just for us to think about. So So for those of us who are Christian believers, who have accepted God's forgiveness and his welcome, and entered his kingdom, are we thankful? Are we thankful? Are we leading lives that are worthy of Jesus? And perhaps you're not sure. Perhaps you're thinking, well, I don't know if I've accepted that welcome. I don't know if my sins have been forgiven. Maybe even you're confident that your British passport can take you anywhere you'd like to go. May I encourage you to come to this cross of Jesus, to accept his all-encompassing forgiveness, because he longs to welcome each one of us into his kingdom. Amen.